When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
My wife cheated on me and the baby is not mine. I married a woman who had a little girl from a previous marriage. The girl was about a year when we started dating. We have spent together around 10 years and I never had any doubt about my wife cheating on me. We got married and had a baby 2 years ago. I was always joking about the baby because he was different from me in many ways. Even some close friends were joking sometimes about it. But he had some marked features from my wife's family, reason why I never gave a lot of importance, and I never doubted about her being unfaithful. Here comes the tough part. About 2 months ago, we had a little party at home, and I felt something was wrong with one of the guests. It was one of my wife's friends. I felt he looked at her in a different way, like having feelings for her. So after this, I started asking her if she had ever cheated on me specifically with this guy. I asked again and again until she confessed she had sex with him once. That's what she said. Then the thing got worse. She told me that she had sex with this guy by the time she got pregnant. This was really the worst she could ever told me. By that time we had a serious fight about having babies. Back then we were having money issues, and the relationship was passing through a rough time. She had a really bad temper and a jealousy problem. We had a serious fight, and we didn't talk to each other for about a week. She said that it was during this time she thought she was doing the right thing, because she wanted to have a baby, and went to look for this guy, a close friend, and had sex. Later on that week we worked it out, and we decided to have a baby. All the time during the pregnancy was fine, we didn't have any fight at all, everything was fine. Getting back to the real issue. After knowing she had sex with this guy by the time she got pregnant, I decided to have a DNA test. After a couple of weeks I got the results, and the baby is not mine. I felt I was dying because I took care and loved this baby since pregnancy. She said she was very sorry and that she never wanted this for me. I was so disappointed and angry about all this. I couldn't believe she had done this to me. I left home and I know the guy already knows about the baby, and he is willing to take responsibility. I don't know if I made the right decision by leaving them. I miss them a lot, but I know life as a family would never be the same after knowing this. I miss my baby, but he's not really my baby. I don't know if this could carry more problems in the future if I stay, since I know the baby is not mine, and that there might not be a chance for me to have my own kids. I'm 31 years old right now. I need some good advice. Thanks. Update. I posted my case about a month ago. I will summarize it a bit. I was passing through a very low time back then, and I still feel bad about it. I'm trying to move on, but I really miss my life as a family man. I left home after realizing that my wife had cheated on me. We had been together for almost 11 years. I'm 31, and she had already had a little girl when we started dating. She was 1 year old when we started dating, and since then she has been like my own daughter. We have a baby boy now, he will turn 2 next September. To make a long story short, I found out my wife cheated on me, and I realized the baby is not mine. She confessed she had sex once with a friend of her. That's what she says. She said she did this because we had a fight about having a baby back then. I didn't want to have kids because she had a really bad temper and a jealousy problem. All this added to money issues. Getting back to the story, she said she was very angry because the one she loved didn't want to have kids with her. That's what she said, and decided to look for this guy and had sex with him. She said she wanted a baby no matter what, or who in this case. The thing is that we worked it out after a couple of days, and a month later we realized we were expecting a baby. Now about a couple of months ago, after knowing she had cheated on me, I decided to have a DNA test for my baby, and when I got the results, I had never seen so many zeros. The baby was not mine. She said she was very sorry and told me she never expected to get pregnant from the other guy. She cried a lot. Also, she told me she didn't expect me to forgive her for this. I was disappointed and angry when realized all this mess. This was Jerry Springer stuff. I asked her if she had been cheated on me with this guy for a long time, and she said that she had sex with him just once. I can't believe this, by the way. Well, the thing is that 2 days after I got the results, I left home. Of course, I talked to my family about it, and they all supported me. They were as disappointed as I was, and since then I just have talked to her a few times over the phone. I have already talked to a lawyer, and I'm getting divorced. She told me she talked to the guy about the baby, and he's willing to take responsibility. I feel bad because I love the baby. He was my baby for almost 2 years. My family and friends tell me the best thing to do is to stay away and take away my last name off the child and avoid any contact with any of them. I feel bad about my daughter. I call her my daughter since I actually raised her for almost 11 years. I know she's not responsible of this mess, but I don't know how good or bad it could be to see her, since in the end she's not my daughter either. She doesn't have my last name, but I love her. I would like to stay in touch with her. Her bio father never talks to her, so for her I'm daddy. I miss them all, even my wife. Sometimes I forget about all this mess, and I wish everything were as it used to be, but I know this is a deal breaker. I don't think I could really get to forgive her. She says she wants me back at home. She says that this was a very stupid mistake, and that she loves me. Also, she says that we can try to work it out. I am really confused because I miss my kids, but they are not mine. Everybody tells me I should stay away from all them, but I feel I abandoned my kids. I feel I lost everything, but I know it wouldn't be fair for me to keep up with her even though I still love her. It might sound stupid, but I've spent almost 12 years with her. Am I doing the right thing? I would appreciate your advice since this is a very difficult situation for me. Edit. Well, before the DNA test, our marriage was a normal one. We had our arguments, but nothing really serious. I always had some doubts about this guy. She talked about this guy sometimes. I even knew him as one of her friends, but I never paid a lot of attention to him as my wife's lover or something. What I know is that now, since he's willing to take responsibility, he's already visiting the baby. I don't think I could stand looking at this guy for the rest of my life too. Think it's not good for anyone. She said that if I give her a chance, she will give me a baby of my own. I also think this wouldn't be okay. It feels like she would be doing this just to compensate. I don't think it's right. Still, there are so many things we have been through which makes me wonder if there might be a chance to work it out, but there are more cons than pros in this one. My mom got drunk on New Year's evening and admitted to me my little sister might be my uncle's. I'm 16F. I have a little sister who's 5. My mom is 34, my dad is 43, and my uncle is 40 or 41, I think. I kind of remember my parents having some fights when I was a kid, but nothing that bad. They would fight, but always make up after. It never got serious/bad as far as I could tell, but I guess nobody sees everything that goes on in their families really, even if it's happening in the same house. My mom got drunk on New Year's Eve and admitted to me that she had a year-long affair with my uncle, my dad's brother. When she found out she was pregnant, she freaked out and told my uncle it was my dad's. But in reality she wasn't sure, and she didn't want to do a paternity test BC. She thought if it ended up my sister wasn't my dad's, the drama and stress it would cause wouldn't be good for her or my sister. I feel so disgusted by it all, and I can't even look her and my uncle in the face. Luckily I've been sick for the last few days, so I can just stay in my room and nobody is bothering me. I don't want to see my mom or my uncle again. I really don't even want to see my dad, because whenever I think about him not knowing that there's a chance his kid might not be his, I feel sick. I don't want to explode my entire family by telling him. But I feel like keeping this from him is bad too. I don't think my mom even remembers telling me. So I guess if he does find out, there's no way he'll know I kept it from him. Update. Hi everyone, first off, COVID-wise I feel way better. Thank you to everyone who gave me tips to feel better. So many of them helped me out a lot. Basically, after I felt better, I told my mom what she had told me on NYE, and she immediately started crying, but at that point, I was still pretty mad at her, so I didn't really want to hear it. I told her that she had to get one of those ancestry kit things for me and my sister, so we can figure out if we're sisters or half-sisters or not, and if my sister is my uncle, she needs to tell my dad, and if she's not, I still think she should tell my dad, but ultimately, that would be up to her. Then I asked her why she would do this to my dad. Because as far as I could tell until then, my parents' marriage was totally fine. They always seemed completely happy and didn't fight or anything. And at first, she didn't want to tell me, but I was like, no, I need to know why you did this or I'm going to hate you forever. I guess it wasn't as simple as I thought at first. The affair happened when I was 10, which was the year that I was going through a lot of health issues, so I was in and out of hospitals, I had all as a kid. I still don't remember my parents ever fighting. I thought everything's as fine. I do remember my dad not coming home a lot at night, but my mom always just told me he was working overnights. I also remember my uncle being over a lot more, but that was because he would usually drive me and my mom to my appointments because my dad was usually at work, I thought. Anyway, my mom said that starting about 3 years before that, my dad had gotten super sure that my mom was having an affair, and she swore at this point she never had. And they never fought about it, so I never noticed, but I guess my dad got super controlling. And would like just stop giving her money some weeks, she couldn't work BC of my issues, or would just like not come home a lot of nights, the nights I just thought he was working overnights. And anyway, she said my uncle started helping out financially when she needed money, and the affair just sort of happened because of everything going on, and how my dad wasn't there, I guess, to support her in any way, and she felt like she owed my uncle kind of, and she was really grateful for how he helped out. So I don't know, I guess it just happened, and then she got pregnant and got freaked out. And when she told my dad about the pregnancy, she said it could be a new start for them. She said she thinks he was still suspicious that she had an affair and the baby might not be his, and she said she was pretty scared he was going to ask for a paternity test, but when my sister was born she had the same color eyes and same nose as my dad did when he was a baby, and she said since my sister was born my dad has been a lot nicer and more present and everything. So yeah, I do kind of regret asking her to tell me why, but I guess I'm glad I know her reasoning why. A lot of people pointed out to me that my mom was basically my age when she started dating my dad and a year older than me when she got pregnant with me, and I guess that's pretty crazy, because I know I'm not even close to having kids or dating someone in their 20s. My mom did apologize for telling me this and putting the weight of the secret on me too. She said she thinks it's because my sister is about the age I was when my health issues started, so she's been kind of stressed out looking for symptoms my sister might be sick and just remembering what a bad time that was for her and the family. IDK, I guess I've also thought that maybe she's lying and is just saying this to make me not hate her. But IDK, I don't think so. She seemed pretty genuinely upset. I know a lot of people felt very strongly about me telling my dad, to the point where some people got really nasty, but right now I think I'm going to leave that up to my mom. She agreed to get the ancestry thing. If my dad says anything, she's going to say it's for my birthday, which is coming up. I guess she'll decide what to do if we get the results, and it comes back that we're half sisters. Hopefully, it won't. Anyway, this is the update. I don't know if I did the right thing or not, or if I'm still not making the right choice, TBH. I still don't know how to feel about any of my family, except my sister. Obviously, she's annoying but great. Thanks to everyone who sent me nice messages, I'm going to go through them now. The only thing I'll add is that my mom did show me text messages she had saved on an old computer from this time. She does have proof my dad was withholding money from her. I know that doesn't prove everything she said was true, but he was keeping money from her. I cheated, now my life is destroyed. This is going to be my first post here, although long time lurker. This is going to be a long post, sorry in advance, and thanks to the ones that take the time to read and give me some advice. My husband and I were each other's first love. When I was 17, I got pregnant, and shortly after we got married. Our life was difficult, our families helped us take care of our son, but while our friends were having fun and living a careless life, we were dealing with the new acquired responsibilities as parents. We were not prepared for this. To make things even worse, 1.5 years after I got pregnant for the second time, I was not even 20 years old when my second son was born. My husband stopped studying and started a business with the help of our parents, and I was left to take care of the two children on my own. My husband is a great father, but I have always been the one who had to stay at home, do all the chores and taking care of the children while he was working 14 to 16 hours a day. He was working all those hours because we needed the money, and we could not afford paying someone to take care of the shop, but somehow I started to blame him for the situation. Year after year, I built a big resentment inside me, and I blamed him for the loss of our youth and freedom. A rational part in me knew that I was wrong, but I ignored it. Fast forward until 2 years ago, our marriage wasn't bad. We accepted that we had to work hard to give our two great kids an opportunity in life, and we worked well as a team. My husband is a loving person. He and my two sons treated me like the queen of the house, and I felt loved and happy, but I still had that feeling that I had missed out because I got pregnant so young, and I still blamed my husband for it. I know that is unfair, but that was how I was feeling. I was going to the gym 3 to 4 times a week, and during that time I had become friends with the capoeira instructor. Before I knew it, we were having sex. I knew what I was doing was wrong, but I somehow justified myself because I didn't have any feelings for the AP. It was only sex, and it was a small compensation for all the experiences I had missed out in my youth. I wanted to stop the affair every week, but the truth is that I didn't stop till my husband found out 2 days ago. I never expected my husband's reaction. He put some of my clothes in 2 bags and called my parents to come to pick me up. When I arrived home, my mother was crying and my father was completely red. My husband told me I was not welcome in my house anymore. I didn't have to ask why he was so angry. I knew immediately that he had found out about my affair, and that it would be best if I would go that night to sleep at my parents' house. I told him that I would give him time and space to calm, and that I would come back next day to talk with him, and I left. My parents were very disappointed on me. They love my husband, and they respect him a lot for the way he has built his life into a prosper businessman and a good father. They were in shock, but nevertheless I am their daughter, so they took me with them and gave me some space to think things through. Next day in the morning, I went back home when my kids were at school and my husband was at work. He always come to take lunch at home, so I waited for him to come. When he arrived, he looked like a man who has been destroyed, and I think that it was the first time that I realize about what I have done and the terrible consequences for those who I love. I tried to explain him how sorry I am, that I have never stopped to love him, and that my affair was not about him, but about me, that I have issues, and that I would like to go to IC and MC. He sat and listened to all what I wanted to say for around an hour without saying anything. At that point he told me that he doesn't want to go to MC or IC or do anything to try to work out of marriage. He said that if after all what we both had to sacrifice, if after all what he have done for me I still had it in me to betray him this way, then he doesn't want to do anything with me anymore. He asked me to move out of the house to my parents' house. I begged him to give me a second chance, and I explained him that our kids need both of their parents, and then he got crazy and started to scream. He told me if I was thinking about our kids' priorities while I was having sex with the AP and other many things that I don't need to repeat here. I told him that I would come back later when he would be more calm to talk again and to see my children, and I left. I came back 4 hours later to find out that my husband had already told my sons about my affair the day before. They were very upset and didn't show any affection towards me. They were both siding with their father. I told my husband that he shouldn't have involved our children, and he told me that I should have not get involved with the AP if I didn't like the aftermaths of it, that my sons are old enough to know why we are going to divorce, and is also important because they can at their age chose with whom they want to stay. I didn't think about divorce until that moment, and when he said that I felt dizzy, and they had to help me because I started to see the huge consequences of what I have done. My husband called my father again, and he came to pick me up. I wanted to stay, but neither my husband nor my children wanted me there. And here I am at my parents' home feeling alone and empty without my 3 men. I have risked all what I care for something that meant nothing to me. I have hurt my husband and companion and my 2 kids, and I still don't even understand why. I may lose everything, as if I was in a self-destroying mission. What would you do next? How can I win my husband and kids back? What can you say to someone you have hurt so much? Will my children ever forgive me? Please give me some hope and advice. My wife cheated on me, so I threw her stuff, changed locks, and filed for divorce. I am an engineer who married the love of my life 1.5 years ago. We both are working employees. Everything was perfect and fine until a month ago, and after our honeymoon, my wife would leave to office by 8 a.m., and I by 7:10 a.m. Our sex life was okay, as I ensured she never lacks anything in our marriage nor she ever complain. I would return back between 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., and she by 7 p.m. approximate. A few months ago, 2 of my friends saw my wife in a coffee shop with a guy as they were holding each other's hands on table, and also roaming with his hand on her shoulder. They didn't inform me immediately, thinking it would crack our friendship. But they used to ask me always, is there any problem in your married life, and my ANS was no. Long story to cut off, they told me about the other guy and my wife's roaming not only one time, but 3 to 4 times in different malls as they saw her, and asked me if my wife has told me about her outgoing. I was shocked on hearing, as I would always think she in office. After much arguments with my friends, I decided to keep a watch on her and didn't confront her. She was at home acting normal, but busy with phone sometimes, as normal she was. When once again my friend informed me that my wife is in food court with same guy, I called her office, but was told she is in a busy meeting. Then I called her, but no reply, and then my friend told me she is purposely not picking up as he was observing her. I lost my mind, and then I hired a private detective to keep a watch on her, and also she shouldn't know this, because if my friends were wrong, then my marriage would be in trouble. After days, I was shocked to see her and that guy's pic. They were hugging, kissing on lips, and were too close physically, and the detective told me about her affair, and that guy was her colleague working with her department. Moreover, I came to know that she was on leave for a week while she told me she is going to Bangalore for a company meeting. Not only that, several days she was absent in office, and a warning letter was issued to her. Worst is, photos were also of her accompanying him to his residence, entering his building, by touching each other's body, and she alone leaving by evening. I was devastated, hurt, exploded in anger, tears came crawling my eyes that time. How can she kiss someone when I'm alive? She didn't even think of me one time while doing all this. How shameless she is, even being married, she is in an affair. I was a fool who was planning to talk about having her children. I cried that night, but decided to stop being a fool. That day I stayed with my friends. By 10:30 p.m. she started calling me, and my friend switched it off as I was not in mood. The next day I went home. She was a stupid, acting like she was worried about me, but she came to know from my face something was wrong. I took bath and left house without seeing her face. I directly reached to a lawyer's office and narrated my story and evidences to him along with my friends, and then served her divorce papers by mutual consent in presence of my and her parents. I confronted her that time and threw the photos on her face when she denied. Everyone was shocked, and I slapped and dragged her out of my house and shut the door. I created a scene in the building in anger and also threw her parents out. I shouted, if not by mutual consent then by IPC, for 97, adultery, I would file for divorce in court. Even now my parents hate my in-laws. Now she has accepted her affair and exposed it was a pre-marriage affair and physical relation with that guy, including foreplay, but denies having sex with him. She took leave from office to spend time with him when I was thinking my wife is busy in her work. Now she is constantly crying and begging me and my parents, saying she made a big mistake and has nothing to do with that guy from now, and such thing will never happen again. She had left her job and is pleading to live like a servant in my house and obey me, but not to divorce her. Her parents too are requesting. Now she is complaining that she felt lonely as I was a workaholic. She was also working then, how come such lame excuse? I loved her a lot, but she killed my love for her. I asked her if she was in love with him before marriage, then why the hell did she marry me? Her answer was she wanted to end it after meeting me, which is a stupid excuse which destroyed my life. My life is ruined, and I can't get over the fact of her kissing and foreplay with other guy. It always strikes my head. I am dead set on divorce now. I married her, loved her, and she was in affair and cheated me and kept me in dark until my friends found out. This is what I got for loving my ex-wife. Now I don't love her anymore, nor I want to hear her excuses. I just want a clean divorce from her as early, and my parents too are supporting me. Her crocodile tears have no effect on me. But she begs for a last and final chance. Her friends contacted me saying she is highly depressed and in suicidal tendency, as all are hating her. She will be loyal from now to me and had broken all ties with other guy and realized her mistake. I replied them I can't believe all this, as trust is vanished, which is the base of a relation. So it's better to kill this relation, and told them to leave. Am I right for being dead set on divorce because cheating cannot be ever forgiven by me? She could have told me all this, or after marriage she should have been loyal to me but betrayed me. I did everything to keep her happy and only got betrayed.
The
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.